This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, also on the Odyssey app all over America. And there is snow in the forecast tonight into tomorrow, especially if you're headed west. If you're going up I-70 into the mountains, doing a little holiday travel.
I know, but she already changed her maps again.
What'd she change it to?
She said 4 inches.
For?
What? For us. I mean, but it goes around Denver. Like, it goes west.
Yeah, I think that's more evergreen.
It goes west and south.
Yeah.
And north up there.
Yeah.
And it just kind of does this weird thing where it goes around Denver.
From what I saw earlier this morning, an inch to a couple of inches here in the metro.
I'm not even doing this anymore because we never know. We never
know. Nobody knows. But I will say this, that if you're headed to the mountains, obviously more. I mean, that's just the way it works.
It is. That's
and
how it
so
works.
So if you're going to travel and you're going west, just beware that there is snow in the forecast tonight into tomorrow for your holiday plans.
No. Oh, my God. This morning, I was thinking about how that I-70 express lane makes me crazy because it's so dangerous. But this morning, there was a guy. He was tailing this other guy, you know, being a jerk because he was in the fast
just
lane.
Just riding him.
Yeah, and he kept going to the left, to the lane with all the crap in it. You know, it's not a driving lane. He missed a ladder by this much.
Oh.
Ow.
I almost wanted him to hit it because he's being such a jerk.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that is karma. But he missed it. Anyway.
All right. Earlier this morning, Jamie, now you weren't here very early. And
yes, I'm always here.
Carson just basically brought something up that just made me think of how lazy we've become.
Okay.
All right. And for you, for example, you've got a Roomba that just runs around the house, right?
I have two of them.
You've got two of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, how we've become, hooked on the technology.
It's convenient.
It's convenient. Convenient. It takes some of the labor out of our lives.
Right.
Carson was panicking this morning until I put him in place. Okay.
Okay.
But he was panicking this morning because he's got family coming over for Thanksgiving tomorrow. And last night his dishwasher went out.
Oh, God.
So now,
which means we're cooking. We're doing everything.
That sucks.
So now he's got to manually wash the dishes tomorrow, and he's freaking out.
Like, we're going to look at dishwashers later today, but we're not going to get it installed by tonight.
You might be able to. But,
there's no way. No way.
Oh, that
he
sucks.
He was freaking out. And I'm like, dude, you just wash your dishes. All you got to do is run some water in the sink and wash your own dishes.
Yeah, I've never had one. A dishwasher? Not once.
Poor guy.
32 years old, never had a dishwasher.
You don't do your dishes.
I do my own dishes. Yeah. Why wouldn't I?
Why wouldn't I? Because your uncle does your laundry?
Well, he does that, but I do my dishes.
We
never would have guessed that you do your dishes, though, if your uncle does your laundry.
Yeah,
you've got some dude doing your underwear, then we assume you're not doing your plates.
Exactly. Okay. I mean, my God, I'm so shocked.
I will tell you, I fully get what Jamie's saying here, because if you don't wash your own underwear, then obviously you're not doing the forks and spoons.
Yeah. I wash all the dishes.
Like, duh, I wash them all, you guys. The paper plates are really hard to wash. I mean, you have an uncle, you know, he folds your panties. So I'm sorry I didn't know that you wash your own dishes.
Yeah. I wash everybody's dishes.
Whoa,
just mine.
That's crazy. Yeah.
We would have never guessed that. Okay, I believe you. Don't get me wrong, but we would have never believed that.
No.
Right.
At all. Yeah. I'm still not sure we do.
Well, I'm sure they also eat off of paper plates and, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I keep in my cupboard a stack of paper plates, but, you know, they're the good ones. spoons and a stack of disposable cups because it's just so much easier for my kid to grab that.
See, that's what we're thinking about doing. We're thinking about just, hey, bring paper plates over.
And no,
we're
you can't paper. Do you can't, that. You can't do that.
Listen, there's something about eating off of paper plates that hurt my teeth. If you made me eat off a paper plate, I'd freak out.
And you can't take the most infamous meal of the year.
Exactly.
Okay? Thanksgiving. You cannot do that on paper plates. You've got to just, you know, suck it up and wash a couple of plates.
But how about this? Why don't we go on YouTube and figure out what's wrong with it?
Well, actually, I tried to do that yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I checked the water pump, make sure that, you know, the water was getting cut off for whatever reason. I think it's a part. It's $25. But I don't want to, and then I went online, and everyone's having problems in our neighborhood with these because all of our homes came with these dishwashers. And everyone hates this dishwasher. It's not worth fixing. Don't do it.
Oh, so you did do your research.
So I'm just like, all right, we're going to have to buy a new one, but it's not going to be ready by the time we need it.
Here's the deal. You're going to ruin your entire Thanksgiving Eve by thinking about this all day long, okay? Just accept the fact that you may have to wash a few plates and a few pans tomorrow and just move right through it, get it installed on Friday, and boom, you're back to normal.
But we got bottles to wash. You realize how many parts
it's true.
Of the
I forgot about the bottles. I never put them in the dishwasher. I always thought they got like a little too hot.
Yeah.
But I just washed them manually.
I used to do that. I was that parent that was like, I'm going to wash these all by hand. She'll be fine. I'll feel better doing it. And then after like the week of the first week of doing it, I was like, nope, they're all going in the dishwasher.
My God,
right,
you're
now
a horrible parent.
Yeah, you are. we always, with frog stuff, we washed everything by hand.
And then you had the bottle tree.
Because they melt.
Yeah.
You put them in there, they melt. They and eventually melt. They start leaking stuff because of the heat of that thing.
Yeah, but
what's a little plastic?
Well, you know what, though? I mean, I will tell you, BJ and Jamie love their kids. Somebody in this room is just damn lazy.
Look, just wash your dishes, okay? Run some water in the sink. Put a little soap in there. Wash them, rinse them, dry them. You'll be fine.
I don't want to die.
You're freaking out, man. I'm a dishwasher.
You know what? Have Shmadil come over. He'll do it.
Yeah. Shmadil can do
I'll
it.
I'll wash your dishes.
He washes everything.
Yeah. For free food.
Power, man.
Right.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You might have seen us in Westward Magazine. Yes. Yes, you might have. You might have. Also on the Odyssey app all over America, 31 degrees right now. Weekend is almost here. A big Thanksgiving weekend. If you're going out to DIA today, which, Jamie, you're flying out today, aren't you?
Yeah, two out of the three, what are they called? Those
economy.
Economy lots.
Look at me. What are those people?
They're parking lots. They're called parking lots.
No, I mean, I don't park in economy. That's why I didn't know the first word. Those people out there.
The peasants.
Right? It's packed. It's packed. Going to be around 50 degrees today, 42 for Thanksgiving. Then Friday, Black Friday. 56 degrees. Nobody's talking about Black Friday.
Well, because, for example, the American Music Awards, in the middle of it, they do an infomercial on Walmart, and how if you are a Walmart, whatever, preferred customer, that at 7 o'clock, their Black Friday starts.
Yeah. It's kind of weird, because back in the day, man, that thing used to kick off at 4:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. But now, everybody's moved their hours. I saw where Target. Target's not going to open until 7 a.m. on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
But it used to be such a beautiful, I mean, I'm sure some of you guys can relate to this. I know Carson and I were just talking this off the air. It was one of those memories you created. Like, I know I did with my mom, you did with your mom.
Yep.
It was my mom and my sister, and we'd get up at like 4:30, and all of us would be bitchy, like, why are we doing this? And then we'd be laughing in line. And then you guys got up the same way, right?
My mom literally dropped me off, like, rolled me out of the minivan. Was like, hey, go wait in the Mervyn's line so we don't miss any of the goodies. And literally one year, I stood in line. I was the first one in line, little kid, just waiting there at like 4:45, waiting for the doors to open. And for like a Joe Montana signature foam football that I got at Mervyn's.
Like, I mean, it's some great memories.
Like, wait a minute. Like, Joe Montana actually signed a foam football?
Well, it was like a printed signature on it that said Mervyn's. On it,
but when you're little, you think he signed it.
Yeah, right.
But then they changed all the times, and then they started opening on Thanksgiving, and then my sister and I were like, well, this is dumb. I don't even know when we're supposed to go.
I do like the fact that they've reversed the Thanksgiving thing. I do like that. Which, well, that means a lot of the stores are not going to open. Right. They're going to be closed for Thanksgiving. Yep. There was a trend there for a while, a few years ago, where everybody rushed to open by 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock on Thanksgiving Day, which, you know, you got a family together. And people had to rush out because we had to go shopping that day.
Family had to work.
Yeah. But,
and you know what shut that down was the pandemic.
Yeah.
The pandemic shut it down because, A, they couldn't find the employees to actually pull off opening up on Thanksgiving Day. And so now all these stores, Kohl's and Target and Walmart, everybody shut down Thanksgiving Day. That's actually the good thing from it.
So now what's the all-around thing?
Well, right now we have a list here. I think some of the stores open at 6 a.m., but nobody is opening at like 4:30 or 5 like they used to.
And nobody's open on Thanksgiving?
No.
No one's open on Thanksgiving.
No. Everybody shut down on Thanksgiving.
Well, they should be with their families. A lot of, should be working.
A lot of these stores aren't opening up till 7 a.m. But I think that Black Friday has lost its luster forever.
Well, because it's... Because they do this thing, at least on Amazon, because I like Amazon. And it'll say, like, pre-Black Friday sales. Or, like, Z Gallery, they're, like, sending me texts all the time. Pre-Black Friday sale. Get in on the action.
Yeah. And they've been running these sales for, what, a month now?
Yeah.
Because Bezos, he did a couple of pre-Black Friday sales, which they called the Prime Day thing. And according to the stories I've seen, the prices have pretty much stayed the same from then till now.
It's just not what it used to be, BJ.
Yeah.
Times have changed.
It really sucks, doesn't it?
It really does.
So sad for everybody. So sad. Tabloid trash. We'll do it next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Man, this is going to be a great movie. This FTX.
Yeah.
That guy, it's going to be a great movie. I guess this Bankman-Fried, you guys know, it's a crypto thing. This cryptocurrency didn't even have an accounting department. I guess he took out a loan against his company for $1 billion.
Wow.
His own company, right? And then they were talking about how he's at this Albany resort. It's one of the most exclusive resorts in the whole world. And... I guess he's living in a $40 million, his own penthouse. It's his. He lives in there. It has a private school. By the way, they're also holding the Hero World Tournament, which is for the Tiger Woods Foundation, December 1st through 4th.
I've seen that resort.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's
the
nice.
Dive shop that I use in the Bahamas is right on the skirts of that thing.
Man.
And it's beautiful. You pass by the golf course.
Yeah.
Man, oh man, Jamie. It is nice.
Well, it has a hotel inside of it, in case you have out-of-town guests. Mm-hmm. But only people that are members can have their friends stay there, and they start at $6,000 a night.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I passed by it. I didn't stay.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It says that his parents of this guy are both law professors at Stanford. So he has some good genes. Right? And that I guess they were seen on his balcony in the Bahamas visiting him. Yeah. How is all this possible?
I don't know. I don't know how the guy's not been extradited back to the U.S. already. I guess they're just trying to, they being the prosecutors or DAs, are just trying to get their ducks in a row before they bring him back.
Maybe.
He is coming back.
Yeah, because
they're going to convict this guy of fraud. I mean, he's got so many people roped into this thing with Tom Brady and Giselle and the list just goes on and on and on of high-profile people, too.
He also donated $40 million to the Democrats in 21.
Well, I think Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation is a huge part of buying into his company.
Ooh, I mean, it didn't even have a...
And again, I only say that because he duped some pretty intelligent people. If you think about it.
How high did your voice get?
I don't know.
That was so weird.
But he did. He got some people who you thought might be a little savvy when it comes to their money.
Well, especially like people like Steph Curry. I mean, that guy's
really
a genius when it comes to building businesses and getting into business with people.
If it's too good to be true.
Well, he's not looking like a genius right now.
You know,
he spent millions on this.
We were talking about, earlier we were talking about, what do you call it, bankruptcy. So when you file bankruptcy, you have to, like, list everybody you owe money to or whatever, and then they try to make it right, and you owe all your assets and whatever. He has 1 million, listen to this, 1 million creditors that he owes. A million!
Yeah, you're screwed. Wow. If you're on that list.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you're not going to get your money back.
Yeah, so here's the only thing that I'm going to tell you that I read, and I'll put this whole article up there, because they're saying this changes the way Coinbase is stored, because you don't know who's storing your coins, right? But they recommended that you store it with a place that has proof of reserve, which means that, you know, I don't know what it means, but it says proof of reserve, and so that's Coinbase and Buy Now. Those are the two that have proof of reserve. Don't go to some guy named FTX, guy.
I pulled into a Circle K to get a bag of ice a couple of days ago, and they're selling Bitcoin.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, is it the machine? Is it the vending machine?
I don't know. There was just a sign. There was a sign in the window said, purchase your Bitcoins here.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm in a Circle K.
Right.
Getting a bag of ice. And I can purchase Bitcoin here?
For $16,000?
I have no idea,
oh,
Jamie.
Oh, maybe they're doing those mini shares.
Like a sliver of it.
Well, whatever, but I didn't expect to get cryptocurrency at Circle K.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's one of those ATM machines that you can do.
And who's storing your coins there?
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah. Oh, Betty behind the gas register?
Yeah, who owns that machine?
Right? I don't know. This whole thing is crazy. All right, let's see. What else? Oh, there's two hot chicks that went Tom Brady. Two girls have come out. One's a playmate. Her name is Sarah Blake, and she had said, I'd tap that.
Really?
Yeah, she said
is that her quote?
Yeah, I'd tap that.
Wow.
Yep. And then the other girl, which I think he might be interested in, is Brazilian model. Her name is Mayara Lopez. Yes.
I think he's a big fan of Brazil.
Mm. Yeah, and she has a nice ass.
Good for her.
What are you looking at, Schmidel, you creep?
Oh. I was seeing what Sarah Blake looks like.
And what does she look like?
Well, she's very tan. Here you can really only kind of see her butt, but she's got a really nice butt.
She has her butt the way it's... She's leaning on the concrete, and the way her butt is kind of poked up, it's behind her ears, and she goes, I got my bunny ears. And it's her butt cheeks. Nice. It's her butt cheeks. Yeah. That's not okay.
Did you see the story where that, remember the disgraced football guy named Antonio Brown down in Tampa Bay?
I kind of do.
Remember he posted that thing about Tom Brady and Giselle a few, I don't know, is maybe a couple of months ago?
Is he the one hazing him?
Yeah. Okay. He posted another picture. And this one is a fake, topless, nude picture of Giselle.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
What is this guy doing?
He hates
it. Why is he taunting Tom Brady like this?
I forgot what the backstory is.
That is so... It's so classless.
Does anybody know the backstory? Anybody?
It says, Antonio Brown risked the wrath of ex-teammate Tom Brady again. This time he posts a fake nude photo of his ex-wife Giselle Bundchen on Snapchat yesterday.
Yeah, the guy just lost it.
I thought that they were friends. I thought he liked her.
Even if you're enemies, okay? If you have something beef right here, why are you posting pictures of his ex-wife now?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he acted like with those other posts that they were buddies. He and Giselle.
Well, and I know Tom Brady is they were really close at one point because Tom got him to come to the Buccaneers. He was like, hey, you need to come
play
for me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Me.
I remember that.
And they were really close at one point, and then something went south.
I never realized how big her nose was until I just looked at this TMZ picture. But did you know that people with bigger noses photograph better?
Really?
Yeah. If you, because you see the supermodels, and then when you actually see them in person, you're like, whoa, you got a nose. But supermodels have big noses because they photograph better. Yeah, just fun fact from Jamie.
Holy crap. That's...
I always wanted to get a bigger nose, right? Yeah. I'd photograph better. Tiny. All right, the other guy who is making headlines, speaking of football, is Melvin. What's his name? Melvin who?
Gordon.
Yeah, he left yesterday, right? He's not happy.
Yeah,
I guess.
Kicked him off the team.
Yeah. Well, because he kept... Did you see the meme I posted with the two butter sticks for arms?
Yeah. That was pretty good. It's accurate.
Anyway, so, what did he post, Schmidel?
It's a picture of him photoshopped onto O.J. Simpson driving the Bronco with all the cops behind him. And then it says something like, the fans were hell. I'll see you later. So he's kind of talking crap about the Broncos fans.
Well, we weren't nice to him.
Well, yeah, you fumble.
Yeah,
every time
in the worst situations ever, too.
Oh, He's gone. Let him be.
Good riddance.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you, that and that brown guy? What's his name that you said?
Antonio.
Yeah, what are you? Yeah. He's
got hatred.
Yeah, just let it go. I mean, God, he dropped a damn ball. It's fine. All right. Oh, by the way, do they play this weekend?
Yes.
Who do they play?
Carolina.
Oh.
At Carolina, Sunday at 11 a.m. our time.
And how's it looking?
Terrible.
Really?
Yeah. Looks horrible.
It's the Broncos.
It does?
Yeah, no game looks good on the schedule. JB, I looked through their schedule after they lost to the Raiders this past weekend. Mm-hmm. I don't see another game they're going to win.
Really?
No, I don't.
Come on!
I don't see it. I don't see them winning another game.
Oh, my God. This is painful.
Yeah.
What happened to our hopes and dreams?
We're going
to
finish this season, 3-15?
Oh.
I wish we had the audio of when we found out he was coming here. And
he's
all
so
that
excited.
Yeah.
Everybody was. Everybody thought this was going to be a complete home run with Russell Wilson. And it's turned out to be the biggest dud of all. And not only that, it's like, okay, I could get it if Russell came in here and the offense was incredible and the defense was losing games.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not what's going on here. We brought in a multi-million dollar quarterback and we're losing because of our offense.
Yeah.
Okay, we didn't have to go this deep.
Just saying.
Anything else?
Yeah, that Melvin Gordon guy fumbles a lot. How about that?
He's pitiful.
Two last things I want to tell you. Number one, it's Shawn Mendes is getting all creepified. Shawn Mendes is dating his 50-year-old chiropractor.
It's weird.
It is weird. She's 50.
He's 24.
Yeah. Ew.
I tell you what's weirder, though, is the Cher thing.
Yes.
Cher is dating a guy. He's 36. She's 76.
40 years difference if I did the math right.
76 and he's 36. You go, girl.
I mean, I will say she looks amazing for 76.
She does, yeah.
She really does.
How much work do you think she's had done? Oh, my gosh.
Please.
I mean, I'll bet you she's got invested maybe $1 million, $2 million in plastic surgery.
You know who has the worst plastic surgery is the lady that does, well, this is sad, that hospital in Memphis or whatever, wherever it is. What's her name? She's like this.
Marlo Thomas.
Have you seen her lately?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How does she even talk?
I don't know.
It's like pulled some hay.
I will say this, for all that Cher has had done, it's not bad surgery.
No,
she's got a good doctor. Yeah, she's got
she
a
does.
Good doctor.
She does. Thought about reaching out, slipping into her DMs, finding out who did it.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it is. All right, anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.